Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
We are pleased to be joined by a Broncos Ring of Famer, a true legend, linebacker Randy Gradishar. Randy, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us today.
Yeah, good morning. Glad to be part of your show.
Morning. So you were a part of that Orange Crush defense back in 1977 that kind of came out of nowhere and led the Broncos to Super Bowl XII. For people who weren't here then, I was here. I was, you know, I remember those days. But for those who weren't, what was Denver like when all of a sudden Bronco mania took hold back in 1977?
Well, it was a real circus. I mean, and people who've been around since 1960 cheering for the Broncos, and that year with Red Miller was certainly a special year. The year or two before, we started winning a few more games in 75, 76, I think, or at least 76. We won a few more games and we lost. And then back in 77, when Red Miller came, and our defense was getting stronger in 76. And then 77, we had a 12-2 season that particular year. And I remember sitting on the bench talking to Tom Jackson, and I told Tommy, I said, Tommy, we're 12-2. We couldn't believe that. So, and the fans and the people of Colorado and whoever was cheering in the states around us, I mean, everybody was really going crazy and nuts, and everything was orange and blue, and from schools to churches to everything that was going on. So it was a magic year. And looking back on that, being at 12-2 during the season, and then also having the first playoff divisional game at Mile High Stadium, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Terry Bradshaw, Rocky Blyer, Franco Harris, the Steel Curtain, nobody gave us a chance to win that game. And so we ended up winning that game, and people were going more crazy than they were before. And then all of a sudden we play in those hate the Raider guys, the Ken Stabler and the Cliff Branches and the Gene Upshaw and Art Shell guys and Fred Biletnikoff. And again, the media had given us no opportunity to win the AFC Championship, even though we were playing at Mile High Stadium. So and we ended up winning that game. And then going to the first Super Bowl back in Super Bowl XII down in New Orleans was just a fantastic experience. We certainly didn't win that game, as everybody knows, but being part of that original evolution from Broncos losing more games and winning, and then winning more games, and then having that first Bronco Super Bowl experience was just great and something that'll live forever.
Randy, you were drafted in 1974, and with football, it's evolved so much. I want you to talk about being drafted 14th overall in 74, and where were you? How were you watching it? What was the scene? Like, I just want you to set the stage for our listeners, because we see how the draft typically runs now, and obviously this year it was completely different, where you saw it in Roger Goodell's basement. But how was the draft process for you back in 74?
Well, it was completely black and white, nowhere compared to today. I remember my senior year in college at Ohio State. I had to go to some scouts because they started telling me my senior year, Randy, you're pretty good. You could get drafted in the NFL. So I was curious about that. And then so I asked a scout. I said, how do you know you get drafted? He said, well, give us your phone number and we'll call you. And so that, you know, there was no New York City, there was no combines, there was no flying everybody in. It was about, you know, you got to sit at your phone on a mainline phone and wait for somebody in the NFL to call you on the first day or the second day kind of thing. And so I didn't personally didn't even know where they were drafting from. And then you figure out it's you know, New York. And then I got a call from the Denver Broncos, John Ralston. He said, "Hey, Randy, we picked you up and we're glad to have you," kind of thing. And so he just waited and sat it in the room next to the mainline phone system the whole day, got the call, and I was just totally ecstatic because, I mean, the bottom line is I come from a very small community in Northeast Ohio out in the country. We didn't even start playing football till I was in ninth grade. I got recruited to go to college. My goal was to graduate and get a degree in 4 years, and I got a BS in education. And then my senior year, and I didn't really even know anything about the NFL. And then all of a sudden, NFL senior year, you know, you're pretty good. We'll draft you. So ended up playing for the Broncos for 10 years and being part of that Orange Crush and that evolution of going to the first Broncos Super Bowl.
Randy, for years, Broncos fans have complained about the team's representation in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's gotten a little better in recent years as more and more guys have been inducted. But one of the big one of the names that's an oversight for sure is the fact that you're not in Canton. I know there's kind of been some campaigns and your name has been out there and it's getting closer and closer and closer. What are your thoughts on that? Is it something you give much time to or consideration to, or what do you think about the Hall of Fame situation and the fact that you should be there and you're not there yet?
Well, the Hall of Fame, like any other honors, it's an honor. And if you think about it, either from high school to college or professional, you're given an honor. People recognize you on the outside. And so, you know, you rely on whatever the committees are, and then you receive an honor. And so I really haven't put I don't think about it very often. I would consider it a great honor if that does happen. But, you know, it's been 30, 35 years or 30 some years being out. And, you know, why it's not happened, I don't really know that answer. And so, you know, I don't worry about it at all. And if I get a call one of these days, it would be a great honor. And I'd be excited to be able to represent the Broncos organization along with that Orange Crush era from back in the 70s and 80s.
Well, you should definitely be there. Hopefully the call will come soon. You know, you were a tackling machine during your years. You were part of one of the best defenses in NFL history. Just a truly great player. I'll never forget where I was when you had the 93-yard interception return in Cleveland that bounced off Tom Jackson's leg, one of the craziest plays in Broncos history. So it was
and that was the longest run I ever ran in my life.
Yeah, you were definitely you know, kind of grasping for air by the end of it, but just all sorts of highlights. Nobody was better on short yardage in terms of playing middle linebacker than you. So just a treat to have you on with us today, and I really, really appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate have a nice, safe day today. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Randy Gradish, our Broncos Ring of Fame linebacker, joining us on Legends Week, powered by Siltahar Motors.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one, offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati, with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.